The Traveler's Journal, October 22nd, when the ocean's motion causes despair. This week, we've been sailing the seas. One nasty side effect can be a case of mal de mer, from which even experienced sailors sometimes suffer. Seasickness occurs when rolling waves stir fluids in the inner ear that control one's sense of balance. The source of the suffering may be in the head, but its symptoms usually appear in the stomach. Here are strategies to quell those inner storms. Since the motion of the waves is the primary cause, find the most stable place in the ship, most often in the middle. Low is better than high, but since fresh air helps, victims usually head for the upper decks. When on deck, facing forward and focusing on the horizon is the best direction. Try to divert your attention from the nausea by reading or playing cards. If you can, eat light, starchy snacks like dry cereal or crackers. Avoid fried foods, which are hard on the stomach. Most chemical cures contain antihistamines to repress inner ear sensitivity. Over-the-counter drugs like Dramamine can provide short-term relief. If you're a severe sufferer, ask your doctor about scopolamine skin patches. Natural remedies like sucking ginger root can also help. Some travelers rely entirely on C-bands, simple cloth wristlets with a small bead that supposedly stimulates an acupressure point in the wrist. These homeopathic cures are most effective if taken before the first symptoms of nausea appear. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.